Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our friend Nance Gilmartin back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Nance is an award-winning educator and a four-time Emmy winner. I want to make sure I mention that. And with her work at Westinghouse Broadcasting. And she's the author of a number of books, including the new one I'm holding in my hand, The Power of Pause. And she's a former press secretary for one of my favorite politicians, Paul Tsongas, the late Paul Tsongas. And I'm glad to say she's our friend, Nance Gilmartin. Welcome back to the show.
It is a delight to be back with you.
Thank you. It's good to have you back, as always. Nance, talk to us about what you're seeing out there in the marketplace. I mean, one of the things that I've been concerned about for the last couple of years has been the fear, the anxiety, the stress, the uncertainty. I wrote an article a few months ago, titled "Uncertainty is the Enemy of Jobs." Nothing else, really, now. And there's still a lot. Seems like there's still a lot of tension out there in the marketplace. To me, even among people who are doing okay, there's still like we're all kind of waiting on some other shoe to drop. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I think you've really hit it right exactly where we need to be today, which is I'm saying to leaders, no matter what you're running, whether it's a small business, a family business, working with friends, or a larger organization, that a lot of people have been waiting for things to go back to normal.
Yeah.
And what I have said to people who are running businesses is there is no going back to the old normal.
That's history.
What I'd like to talk to people about today is give them some ideas about how to cultivate resiliency. In the movie The Graduate, the famous word was plastics.
Right.
I think today what we want to be for one another is, how can I help you have a little resilience in a day that otherwise might be very filled with a to-do list that's never going to get to done?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding, I was in Houston 2 weeks ago speaking to 250 small business owners of the American Business Women's Association.
Good for you.
Now, these are real kick-butt women who are out there who really are smart, they're savvy, they're creative, they do not take being down lightly, they figure out ways out of problems, they have senses of urgency, they collaborate with their customers and with one another. There's no such thing as competition they can't handle. They collaborate. I mean, they're really smart,
mm-hmm.
top 10 women. And what you find is that people need the opportunity to pause and say, well, I can't do what I used to do. Maybe I can't do what I want to do. What can we do right
mm-hmm.
now in this moment to be the best we can be for this customer or for this staff member need something right now?
You know, one of the things, I really like what you just said, Nance, and it makes me think about some of the things that I've been thinking about lately on some projects of ours. When you think of getting back to normal, we think of the whole thing, the whole normal thing that we had before. Now, see, frankly, Nance, around here, we never use the word normal to apply to our business. There's nothing normal about what we do. You know, we're pretty weird around here. But taking your point though, getting back to normal, we think about, I want that whole thing back. And you and I both know that that's not thinking of the whole project or the whole world. That's not how you deal with something. You have to deal with it, as you said, one little element at a time, one little increment at a time.
Well, I've been also helping people move in that direction that you've just identified. It's not to say things are positive or negative. It's really about how do you seize the opportunity in the moment where
mm-hmm.
there is a problem. This is not Pollyanna land. This is not feel-good land.
Right.
It's basically, okay, we have a flood today where I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
What is the opportunity here for me to rethink how I'm managing my property, how I'm managing safety protection, how
right.
my relationship with the hardware store, with my neighbor?
What have you learned? What have you learned under these current circumstances that you wouldn't have learned otherwise?
Exactly. Well, this is the fourth week of flooding rains that we're having.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
you gain progressively in your problem-solving ability,
mm-hmm.
in your networking, and in rethinking, boy, I've never had that problem before.
Right.
You can waste time blaming people who should have thought about this when they built the house, when they did
right.
this, when they did that.
Right.
And I think we are realizing that we do not have time in whatever business we have to be in a shame, blame culture.
Right. I agree. Hold on to that thought. Nance Gill Martin is our guest, folks. She's the author of The Power of Pause. It's an outstanding book, 20 Tell. Going to be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the archives and the articles, the Brain Trust members, my knowledge base, askjim.biz. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. I think you'll find lots of good stuff that will help you in your business. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nance Gill Martin, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the newest members of our Brain Trust. We're so glad we found her. She's the author of The Power of Pause. She's an Emmy-winning producer. And is just fallen right into our Brain Trust and hit the ground running with some great stuff. We're talking about dealing with some of the issues that we have out here as small business owners in the economy, in the marketplace. Nance, one of the things I wanted to say as we get started here, you were talking about what can we learn, how can we benefit from what's going on, where you didn't say silver lining, and it's kind of hard to find a silver lining sometimes in difficulties. But one of the things I've been doing when I speak to audiences is I ask them, okay, how many of you hate what's going on right now? Of course, everybody raises their hand. And I say, okay, let me ask you another question. How many of you have learned something that will serve you well for the rest of your career that you wouldn't have learned had what we're going through right now not happened? You'd be amazed how many people raise their hands.
Well, I think that when you give people the opportunity to pause and step back to see, well, how am I making it?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing differently today, even if it's what I never imagined I'd be doing? You give people the chance to get a few moments of perspective. What we were just talking about is it's all relative right now. I think a lot of us are realizing we may be having a difficult day, or maybe we're having to lay people off, or maybe our customers can't afford what they used to afford. But relatively speaking, what can we do in that moment to help them with something? And I think most of us can always find some way to take one small step to help somebody who's going through a difficult time move forward and regain some momentum. Because the hardest thing for people right now is to feel stuck or helpless or overwhelmed.
Well, see, this is one of the things that I've been trying to talk quite a bit about over the last 18 months or so, especially, is how we can become a solution provider in ways that we never would have before, perhaps, for our customers. I mean, this is one of the ways of doing what you just said, it's the right thing to do, it's a helpful thing to do, it's a good thing to do, but it also contributes to business.
Well, and I think this is what people are learning, which is how to be, the word collaboration is being used a lot, and people aren't really sure what it means. It's not about consensus. Oh, okay, I'll go your way, you go my way. It really is about listening to what might be the cause of the problem, what could be a solution that maybe we tried before, but we didn't think about doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
How do we set our expectations so that we're kind of clear what we're hoping to accomplish? And how can we move forward together, being mindful It might not turn out the way we think or we want,
right.
But it may take us in a direction that will give us more information to know what to do next.
But the only way to accomplish what you just said, Nance, is not when you can't accomplish that if you go in with your preset sales agenda, your preset business model agenda.
Exactly.
You've got to go in. Folks, this is what's different about today than, say, 2 years ago. And of course, I've been talking about this kind of selling for 30 years, over 30 years. But today, if you don't go in saying to your customers and to the people that you're serving, whoever they may be, or that you have an opportunity to serve or you want to serve, if you don't go in trying to find out what's going on with them and help them solve that, heal that pain, solve that problem, whatever. If you can't go in like that, then you're not going to be successful yourself, and you're not going to be successful helping them.
Well, you know, I like to come up with my phrases like get curious, not furious, and what don't I know, I don't know. And
yep.
Selling, which I've taught around the world, actually, what I will say is there's selling and telling, and what you and I do is how can you be an invitation to a solution that's compelling? Selling and telling, or an invitation that's compelling?
Tell us about the invitation thing.
Well, you become an invitation when you can meet someone where they are, validate their needs or concerns or their inability to even articulate them. They just know that something's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And help them identify together what some small steps might be, what some options might be, that don't overwhelm them with, I can't make a commitment to that, or it would take weeks or months of approvals to move that forward.
Mm-hmm.
You work together to identify a potential solution that doesn't make them feel stupid for, oh, why didn't I come up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And you help them realize that together they're building the solution with you, then they don't feel so disempowered to think, oh, I have to depend upon Jim or Nance or somebody
mm-hmm.
else. And they can then move forward much more quickly to sell the invitation to the solution to the decision maker up the line.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, the whole thing, the essence of what we're talking about here, folks, is we're all finding ourselves in uncharted territory to a large degree.
Right.
Nance, this is my seventh one of these downturns to go through in my career. And this is as bad a one as I've ever been in. So even for me, this is kind of uncharted territory. And so it's okay if we don't have all the answers. And that's why we have to be asking, we have to ask each other questions rather than tell each other what we know, because there's a lot of this stuff we don't know. Stand by, quick break. Nance Gill-Martin is our guest. The book is called The Power of Pause. It's available wherever books are sold, and I highly recommend it to you. Stay with us. Tintail. Little Chicago bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much. Staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I can bring you the wisdom of Nance Gill-Martin, the author of The Power of Pause, How to Be More Effective in a Demanding 24/7 World. Nance, tell us how we can find your book.
You can visit me at www.nance, Gill-Martin, GURLMARTIN.com. You can go to your show and find my name there. You can Google me. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, 800 CEO Read, or your local library.
All over the place, folks. And as you can tell, Nance's work is very thoughtful, very real world, and we that's what we appreciate about her. Nance, as we went to the break, I was talking about accepting the fact that we're in uncharted territory. This is new water for a lot of folks. This is new terrain for a lot of folks. And I have to admit, I mean, I've got a lot of gray hair, and I've seen a lot of stuff that I know how to solve now because I've been through some stuff. But I'm not under any illusion that I've got all the answers to what's going on now.
Well, and that's a real leadership statement that I think more people, whether you're running a business or you're running a family, whether you're leading an organization, regardless of what size, or you're influencing one, we need people are demanding honesty and accountability. They do not want false assurances.
They don't have time for that.
And they don't really want the been there, got t-shirt attitude. And I think we will help people move forward from fear. And fear is legitimate. Fear is a legitimate reaction that says, wait a minute. Anger is a legitimate reaction that says, something doesn't feel right here.
Sometimes fear is giving you good information, isn't it?
It is. It is a barometer for I don't feel comfortable or safe or something doesn't square with me. And leaders have to be willing to say, look, we have never been in a world with so much technology that can change, or political alliances that can dissolve overnight, or the Cold War can return, or we are in a trade war that suddenly is affecting my little business that you never imagined, or the weather patterns have upset the cost of everything that you couldn't possibly have planned for. And what people, what your customers, what your staff, what your the people that you do business with need from us is to say, well, let's take a moment and see what we can do about that today, rather than, oh, I can't believe we weren't prepared for this. Because when you start moving forward by taking a step back to get a little perspective, okay, why didn't we see this coming? Well, we've been so busy with our to-do list or so focused on what we thought the answer was, we didn't stop to say, gee, what's the worst that could happen? Now, what would we do to prevent that from happening? But if it happens, what would we be ready to do? Action. This starts to restore confidence in people for readiness planning.
I'll tell you another thing, Nance, that I admitted to my crew here a year and a half ago when things started melting down. I was very honest with them. I said, you know what, I don't know where we're going. And this is going to be new terrain for us probably, but I did say that, you know, I've been through some of this before, and I believe that some of that experience will serve us well. And so my point is even though it's okay to admit that you don't have the answers, I do think it's appropriate to call on, to look back on. You say, look, you know, step back and to get perspective. I think it's okay when you step back to say, okay, this also isn't my first rodeo. This rodeo is going to be different than the last one, but I've been through rodeos before. And to call on that those experiences and those success stories. What do you think?
I think that it would be very helpful for your listeners to speak with their staffs this way and their vendors that they do business with, whom you might have to.
And maybe even customers.
Your customers, changing your terms, to basically say, remind us all that whether you've been through 7 downturns or none, whether you have been through a depression or lost a business or seized an opportunity, to remind people, what did you learn when you were up against something
right.
that you didn't know that you could survive?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And call upon those resilience factors.
Yeah, absolutely. Nance, the book is called The Power of Pause, How to Be More Effective in a Demanding 24/7 World. Give us the website again, please.
It's www.nancegilmartin.com.
And also CEO Read and wherever else books are sold. Her other book is called Healing Conversations as well. By the way, folks, you can find that way you'll have a little body of work for Nance there. Nance, will you come back another day? We'd like to have more of your wisdom.
The only thing that makes me sad is how quickly our time passes. It is just a delight, and I really encourage your listeners to go back and listen to some of your old shows to gain a little bit more hope and confidence.
Thank you, Nance, for being here. Nance Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.